Blog Talk Radio.
Job working as an intern with
yes.
Will Smith.
Yes.
You
intern
say to them,
yeah.
"Look, I have to have the Sabbath
yes.
off."
Yes.
Which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon. All these years, I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath. Worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, "No, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yes. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown."
That's right. That's
I
right.
stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job
yeah.
with Will Smith
yes.
and say, "Look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off." And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you
mm-hmm.
in your pursuit of perfection with God? What are you?
I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Seventh-day Adventist is a Christian.
We're just going to bypass going to the international side. And remember one thing, a lot of
lot of new things will be in progress this time next week. So we'll go to Brian Tibbs and bring him in. We'll look at the international side in just a second. As a matter of fact, I'm in my old piece at it. I'm going to do a little piece. All right. On the international side, all the slots are filled. 195 international countries, everything's filled in that slot. We'll leave it like that. Bring the Tibbs in. 104-103. Bring the Tibbs in. He'll tell you all about what's going on. Top of the Sabbath day. This is the day that Almighty L.A. All the camps and gates is open up. See, right? And then one thing. If you know you're Israel, then you automatically got an alarm in your system tell you one thing. You got to get in where you fit in at. You meet your brother with a loud voice. You say, Elder Mr. Tibbs. Yahweh BJ, I see Israel.
And Yahweh bless you, brother. See Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That elder, Mr. Tills. Everything sounds pretty good on your end. Everything looking good, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We'll let you kind of get things running, and we're going to kind of secretly get things prepared, because one thing about it, we live also on Power Talk, so those that have, if you hear good on Blog Talk, you can go to Power Talk, Blog Talk, it makes no difference. The sound will be just as up to snuff as it is on both machines, and we'll talk all about that as the lesson unfolds. Mr. Tibbs, so what you got to tell this national audience on the top part of the Sabbath day, you on the clock, come on.
First of all, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like of another a good attending number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. 104,103 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity, we're here to give you the words of Yahweh. And we also have found some new news. Once we get the complete details, we will pass that out there. It looks like we had a Catholic priest today that came on a news network and announced that they have been preaching deception for a number of years. And he came on to repent on YouTube, and he was also on satellite radio. I had to take close note to what he was saying. So when I get the complete details, I will inform all of you who are listening what this is all about, because this is the dark times of Roman Christianity, the great beast that we're going through right now. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, learning how to connect the books for your biblical education, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Generally, there's not a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And we're in the top part of the Sabbath right now, which is Friday. The temple class generally starts at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address that can be used. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices search engines. Right on the search line, type www.triveyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you're going to see some choices. One of these is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, but doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah's love is a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar, which is currently up and running at its best. This help keeps you in tune with the feast days, you, your family, and friends, letting you know when they start, what they're all about, and when they end. Now, for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. But this time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into a live online broadcast. Currently, we're using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's TRIVEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is YHDH YSRAEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. So the numbers now you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference line number, which is the 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, normally you can listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another good note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any one of our programs by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, one good note, I think everybody's excited in our temple and other people that know that we're now up and running on Pal Talk after the normal broadcast and possibly during the normal broadcast also. Our Pal Talk location is listed under ethnic group, African American, and look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. Once again, when you choose the ethnic group, African American, look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers, where Yahuwah's word is also working. Online will be to there to answer any Bible questions. First of all will be Elder Brother Josiah and Elder Brother Mr. Tibbs, oh, what do you know? That's me. And possibly along with Seer Israel. So at this time, after passing all that great information, we will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Avahu Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's some pretty good information you put on the table, Mr. Tibbs. I like that kind of talk. So like I said, again, I'm those of the Six Anointed Camp's greatest supporter. I like hearing all that old good talk right there. So I just heard you say that next week starting it will be Ask the Elder after every broadcast around about next Thursday evening. After every broadcast, there will be a program called Ask the Elders out of the Six Anointed Camps. They will be, every broadcast is over. You can tune right back into Power Talk. And if you got any questions or comments pertaining to anything we have said on any broadcast, it will be a program called Ask the Elders of the Six Anointed Camps starting next Thursday after the broadcast. So Ask the Elders. So I'm going to get in there and ask the elders a couple of questions myself. Mother dear of Israel, I thought he's doing it.
Israel,
dear
Israel.
Hallelujah. So I like exciting news like that. So one thing about it, see, right, this ministry here is a global ministry. And our aim is to bring the 12 tribes back at one. But you have to set the broadcast up with a point that you understand that everything is written in the Bible, and the time is now. The time is now. So that's an excellent, what Mr. Tibbs did say, the elder said. So Camp 2 will be hosting the broadcast, and all the camps will be on the broadcast next Thursday night. Ask the Elders. That's the name of the broadcast going to be. Ask the elders. Whatever question you got pertaining to anything that's been said, you ask the elders on Power Talk next Thursday evening after every broadcast from that point on to eternity. Ask the elders. You know, I got to put a couple of verses behind that. Let me see my fine Sister G Israel. I got excited already. I'm already happy. But one thing about it. You know, they got it written in James 5:20. If you are able to put anybody on the right track, it hides a multitude of your sins. And I got many. But we can get somebody to be able to throw down a few things, and he'll tell old Seer, you know, Seer, I think you did all right. Come on, slide through one of these old gates. Going through that tribe of Yahdah Judah. All right. Excellent. I like what I'm hearing now. Let's find some G and we'll bring her in. We'll get something going. We'll throw about two or three verses on the table. And then we got our eyes on that lead teacher out of Camp 1. And once he's ready to go, we'll ride shotgun for the rest of the weekend. But remember one thing, see, right here. Big things next week. The program called Ask the Elders. Ask the Elders. What kind of question you got? Soon to broadcast over. Guess what you do? You tune in to Power Talk and say, ask the elders, and the elders are going to say, what kind of question you got on your mind that you need to know according to Thus Says Yahuwah? I'm excited. I'm ready to hear me some of that. I want to ride back and cheer when you meet your sister. With a loud voice, you say, Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah be to their seed right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, G Israel. Well, it don't take much to get the old Seer happy. And it is about Yahuwah's word. You always got the Seer's attention. And Mr. Tibb just dropped a nice bombshell letting you know that the program is going to be called Ask the Elders next Thursday on Power Talk. And Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 will all be in there and throwing it down, and I'm going to be running back, drinking some herbal tea, saying, Yahuwah, we're making our move. Let me pass on in, slide me through the side door with my wicked self. Sister G, Yahuwah be to their seed, right?
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on top part of the Sabbath day. Let's get about three, four good old hits in, and we'll get them out the way, and we'll watch things unfold itself. Remember one thing. Those that want to come in on Pal Talk, you can come in on Pal Talk, and the sound will be just as loud on Pal Talk as it is on Blog Talk. It's up to you. Hey, we're getting in place to make our move. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what's going on there, Sister G. Israel. Come on.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that's the game changer, see, right here. It's all about the righteous spirit teaching you what you ought to say. We open up the top part of the Sabbath day in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. There, Sister G. Israel. Let's see what that says.
Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Acts 16, verse 31. And they said, believe on Yahweh the Son, and you shall be saved, and your household, your family.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Brother Yahweh did it. He did distract me for a minute. I didn't get my head in. Can you repeat that again now, Mr. G. Israel? I didn't get my hit because I'm lost. I don't know where to go. And because he said he warming up really heavy, really low. So can you bring that back again now, one more time, Mr. G. Israel?
Acts chapter 16, verse 31. And they said, believe on Yahweh the Son, and you shall be saved, and your household.
Oh, if you believe on Yahweh, you will be saved and your family. So if you believe on Yahweh, hey, that's real. That's big talk with David. If you believe on, but wait a minute. I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat on that one. If you believe on Yahweh, everybody in your family is going to be saved if you believe. So let's precept that to the book of James. You know, I got so excited about what's going to happen this time next Thursday night. I'm ready to hear these old elders throw down, and people all over the world calling in asking questions about what we got to do. So I got so excited now. Let's see if I find James and see what we working with there. You said that you believe, Yahweh, you believe. But that's, I want to precept that. I want to precept that verse right there. See where I can precept that verse at. And in the book of James, chapter 2, let's pick it up around by verse number 218. Let's look at 218 to 22. 218 to 22. Now, I'll tell you what. Throw in 23 is make it sound good. Top part of the Sabbath day. All location is open, and we ready to hold that point. We ready to do what? Hold that point for a minute. Back up to the 14th chapter, verse 9 of Numbers. We ready to look at a 14, verse 9. Then we come right back. 14, verse 9, that's what G Israel. What do 14, verse 9 say?
Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Only rebel not you, Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not.
Otherwise, just don't rebel. He's saying Yahweh is with us, and don't rebel. Now come on back to James chapter, what we say again, 2:18-20:23. Now let's see what James said. But really, like you said, we're gonna show you another lesson. Ain't nobody named James. The brother's name was Jacob, and Jacob's name was Israel. So we'll play a game with you by having Jacob. I mean James. We ain't got no problem with it. But that's why I said we gonna be alone on the known world, and all we gotta do is have this Bible right. James chapter 2:18 down to verse 23. You on the clock. Sister G. Israel, come on.
James chapter 2, verses 18 through 23. Verse 18. Yes, a man may say you have faith, strong belief in the covenant, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. 19. You believe that there is a one Yahweh the Father. You do as well. The devils also believe and tremble. 20. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? 22. Seest you how faith, belief in the covenant, wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Yahweh.
What he call you is a faith that works is dead. Call obeying man and woman. Let me tell you something. You can have all the faith that you want, but if Yahweh do not see you doing what his will is, he going to tell you in Matthew chapter 7. Let's see what he's going to tell you in Matthew chapter 7 there, Sister G. Israel. So we can have all the faith where I know his name and everything, but Yahweh going to tell you something. We're going to Matthew, and we live everywhere we live. We're going to Matthew chapter 7. Thank you there, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to see what he says in Matthew chapter 7. He said, he's a tell old vain man and vain woman, and you know, you can have all the faith and all that you want them, but if you ain't doing Yahweh's will, he told, he said, look at it. Make sure they clear what he got written in the 7th chapter. And pick it around by verse 21. Let's read down from 21. Come on.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that says unto me, Yahweh the Son, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
So he said, not everyone because you know his name. Oh, I know his name is YHWH. Okay, good. He said, he's obey man and woman. I got something to tell you. Keep reading straight on down to verse 28. Next verse. Take it straight on down to 28.
Verses 22 through 28. Many will say to me in that day, Yahweh the Son. Have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. 27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. 28. And it came to pass, when Yahweh the Son had ended these things, the people were astonished at his doctrine.
Yeah, and doctrine means teachers. He was astonished at that. As a matter of fact, they made profound statements. Look what they said in St. John chapter 6. See, one thing about it, they were astonished at that. I'm coming back and read verse 29 in a minute. But look, they were astonished at what he just told them. You can know the name all you want, but if you ain't making an effort to do what Yahweh telling you to do according to what's written, he said, I'm going to tell you, I never knew you. Get away from me. Now, when people heard that, let's see what happened in St. John chapter 6. Let's see what happened according to the Bible in St. John chapter 6. Let's pick it up at our verse number 1661. Listen to this. He said, you can be a hearer all you want of his word, but you ain't going to do it. You ain't got nothing coming. Let's see what they respond to you in verse 60 and 61 now. Look to Jesus. What did he say?
John chapter 6, verses 60 through 61. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying, who can hear it? 61. When Yahweh the Son knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you?
He said, so he turned around and looked at the Bibles. He said again, do this offend you? And he said, this old hardcore teaching, do this offend you? Yeah, that is the way it's going to be. See, one thing about it, we're going to tell you what time it is. We're going to tell you what time it is. But if it's offend you, then so be it. But we're going to tell you what this book is saying. And now, let's see what the chief single nation of Israel said behind that. He's going to look at him and say something to him. Let's see what he says in verse number 68. Now, make it 66 down to verse 68. Let's see what he said, that's what the G is real. Let's see what let's get a little bit more out of this right here. I like what we're heading on. 66 down to verse 68.
John chapter 6.
Yes.
Verses 66 through 68. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. 67. Then said Yahweh the Son unto the 12, will you also go away? 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, Yahweh the Son, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Ain't that something? He said, look here. He said, we got to suck this thing up. So right now, you got the words of eternal life. So we got to understand one thing. We respect that drill sergeant. When you get it at all in Air Force, Navy, Marine, and when they holler at you, you got to suck it up. He said, that's the same thing you got to do when it comes down to his word. You got to suck your thing up. He said, where can we go? You got the word of eternal life. And guess what? The six anointed camps, the voices of the two Israelites, We got the words of eternal life. We can get you there. All you got to put all your personality to the side and look at the word. Focus in on the main thing. What is that? The word of Yahweh. And if you find any ministry anywhere can step in the arena of the Six Anointed Camp, then where they at? Because I want to join in myself. I want to join in myself. Where they at? That can bring you some dust-ass Yahweh uncut. Where they at? What's the name of that minister? So that's the bottom line is, you got to understand one thing. Yahweh get ready to make a heavy move, and both of the two Israelites will be in the head of it. So let's fly over here too and take a look at some things that we got to do. He told Solomon, the second king of Israel, some things. He told him something. Now let's see if it come to pass. Go to 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse 2 down to verse 9. Let me get a couple more in, and Brother Yahweh should be ready to go. And I'm ready to ride some shotgun already. 1 Kings chapter 9, 2 down to verse 9.
First Kings, chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. That Yahweh appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. 3. And Yahweh said unto him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have hallowed this temple which you have built to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually. 4. And if you will walk before me as David your father walked in integrity of mine and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my judgments. 5. Then I will establish the throne of your kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David your father, saying, there shall not fail you a man upon the throne of Israel. 6. But if you shall at all turn from following me, you or your children, and will not keep my Torah instructions and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other false Yahweh and worship them. 7. Then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this temple which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all the people. 8. At this temple which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished and shall hiss and shall say, why has Yahweh done thus unto this land and to this temple? 9. And they shall answer, because they forsook Yahweh, their Yahweh, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Mizraim, land of bondage, and have taken hold upon other false Yahuwahs, and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore has Yahweh brought upon them all this evil.
Yahweh brought, so otherwise, Yahweh is the one brought all the evil. So now let's precept that. Let's go to Amos 3, verse 6. Let's precept that. So you mean Yahweh is the one they hollered a minute ago? Look, all that evil came upon me. All the devil was wearing me out. No, the devil ain't wearing you out. Yahweh wearing you out. See, the devil get on down there and wear you out. Because the evil, we're going to find out where evil come from. So I evil, when you got evil all around you, and you want to holler at the devil made you do it, we're going to go and precept there and see what the Bible say behind it. And Amos 3, verse 6. What it say in 3, 6?
Amos chapter 3, verse 6. shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not to be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city? And Yahweh has not done it.
Oh, so it ain't no such thing, no bad community. Whatever going on, if it's evil anywhere in your surroundings, didn't Yahweh do it? Yes. Yahweh is the one who controls everything.
Yes.
Yahweh is telling you that I'm finna make my move on you. Yahweh is the one got a timeline that the Father gave the Son. So if it's evil in your presence, that's by the hand of Yahweh.
Yes.
Let's precept that to the 45th chapter of Isaiah. And let's get a third witness on that. Showing you one thing. If you got evil sitting to your left, sitting to your right, that's Yahweh got him sitting there. Just to prove you see what you stand tall in your Yahweh. Now, what you reading there, Sister G? Isaiah 45, verse 6 and 7. Let's see, can we find out if Yahweh controls the evil?
Isaiah chapter 45, verses 6 through 7. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 6. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me, am Yahweh, and there is none else. 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things.
You mean all my life I thought the devil had his hand in it. Yeah, he got his hand in it when he asked for permission from Yahweh to put some on you. Yeah, the devil got his hand in it once Yahweh, because that's what he was created to do, to keep on plaguing you until you get right or king. So bottom line is the devil is the one that got you with that disembodied brain, and Yahweh be the one to sin it. He said, you ain't going to serve me. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy 47 through 50. Why you make it plain? It was in the heavenly tablet. He said, you don't want to serve me? It's okay, I tell you what. You don't want to serve me the way I tell you to serve me? I'll tell you what I got. Moses, put this in writing. He's the only one going to read it. The six anointed camps of voices of the two Israelites. 28 of Deuteronomy 47 through 50. Let's read a little bit,
Sister G. Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 47 through 50. Because you service not to Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, mind, for the abundance of all things. 48. Therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. 50. A nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
You see that? So you say you don't want to serve me, right? Okay. I'm going to have you serve your enemy. I'm going to have you do everything contrary, and you will have what's the definition of that word called? Sister G. Israel, what they call that? It's a word they call syndrome. Can you help me out? What I'm trying to say, Brother Yahya Israel?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Stockholm Syndrome. Look that up on Sister G. Israel and tell me what that is. If you don't want to serve me, if you going to have some Stockholm Syndrome, let's look that up for this national audience, understand what that means. We don't understand what that means. You don't want to serve me, that's what Yahweh say. You're going to put some Stockholm Syndrome on you. What that mean, that's what the G Israel?
Stockholm Syndrome.
What that mean?
One second.
Why are you looking it up? Why are you looking that up? Hold that point.
Stockholm
Syndrome. I'm going to show you what Stockholm Syndrome is. Hold on 1 second. Before you read that, let me show you what it do. Mosiah of Israel. Give me Galatians 4:16. See, this what happened. This is what happened. Right here. Let me show you when you see a person got Stockholm Syndrome. This is what happened. Galatians chapter 4, verse 16. Galatians chapter 4. Let me show you how you get Stockholm Syndrome. Let's Galatians 4:16. Bring your A-game there, Mo D. F. Israel.
Galatians chapter 4:16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Ain't that something? Do I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Everything we say, the Bible was full. We only comment on scripture that he give up on the run. But to see it, he become a whole lot of enemies because he's letting you know what the Bible says. See? So we become, you catch Stockholm Syndrome. What's that mean, Sister G. Israel?
Stockholm Syndrome. So now, the psychological tendency of a hostage to bond with, identify with his or her captor.
Hey, that's something. You see what they do? They are with the enemy. They will be more inclined with the enemy than somebody got the lifeguard who will try to save your life. That was Stockholm Syndrome means. They will have more to say about you reading scripture, then the enemy, the one is kicking you in the ring. I'm taking everything from your forefathers, foremothers, and you get in a pass. And that's what's called Stockholm Syndrome. Yes, I don't like what the CEO said on that broadcast. Well, all the CEO did was heard a verse read and comment on it. Yes. That's all he gonna do. Well, that's what Stockholm Syndrome is. So you watch the person that got it. All they can see is negativity on what you're doing, and what you're doing is trying to save your life. Let's run over to Baruch chapter 2, verse 30 to 35, and the closing statement out. Look to see Israel, see Roy. Let's get Baruch chapter 2, verse 30 down to verse 35. Let's see what Baruch said. Baruch had a little Stockholm Syndrome too. Because Yahweh said, I told Baruch, I should kill you, Baruch. Because you all about war with you. I'm getting ready to take down everything of the southern kingdom. Take everything down. And you worry about yourself. He said, I should kill you, Baruch. But I'm going to let you live to put this verse down. And Baruch 2, 30 to 35, in a closing statement, Sister G. Israel, come out.
Baruch, chapter 2. Verses 30 through 35. Baruch chapter 2, verse 30. For I knew that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivities, they shall remember themselves. 31. And shall know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, for I will give them a mind and ears to hear. 32. And they shall praise me in the land of their captivity, and think upon my name. 33. And return from their stiff neck and from their wicked deeds. For they shall remember the way of their fathers, which sinned before Yahweh. 34. And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And they shall be Yahweh's of it, and I will increase them, and they shall not be ashamed. 35. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will no more drive my people of Israel out of the land that I have given them.
Read verse 30 and 31 one more time to Israel. Verse 30 and 31. What did he say again? What did Baruch say again? Verse 30 and 31.
For I knew that they would not hear me because it is a stiff-necked people, but in the land of their captivities, they shall remember themselves. 31, and shall know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, for I will give them a mind and ears to hear.
So he said, I'm going to give you a mind in your captivity. But a lot of us don't even believe we're in captivity. That's what that Stockholm Syndrome will do for you. We don't even believe we're in captivity.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm going to give the world to understand you in captivity. Yeah. In the land of your enemies. He said, look here, I'm going to send the last message to you, 6th and 9th chapter, 4th and 2 Israelites. But you can remove that Stockholm Syndrome. And when you get your mind right, I'm going to deliver you out of captivity. But we've been in captivity so long, we don't even believe we're in captivity. Listen to you, Israel. Action on your part. Hold the statement. Come on.
Thank you, see your Israel, for connecting the books. And see Royal. Don't be on the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah. Wah, hallelujah. Wah, hallelujah. Wah.
Excellent. Hallelujah. I'll probably free Mr. Tibbs in. The elder one more time in and get his closing statement. Remember one thing. A brand new broadcast will be on the Pal Talk Radio at the elder next Thursday night. Any question you got after every broadcast you have, the elder coming out of Camp 2. Coming out of Camp 1. Ask the elder. Whatever question you got, you call in. After every broadcast next Thursday evening, ask the elder about anything concerning any lesson, any question. They will be there for you from next Thursday to eternity to give you some dust there, Jack Wild. All right, we'll be Mr. Tibbs in for his final thoughts. And we'll turn over to the lead teacher, and we'll ride shotgun for the rest of the weekend. Mr. Till, what's your closing thoughts?
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast of another glorious number of people attending to hear the words of Yahweh. Letting me start out with 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3. Verse 3 says, and every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. And is that spirit of an anti-Yahweh, wherefore ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So as I previously said during the earlier portion of our broadcast, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity, the great beast, the Roman Catholic Church. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahweh's word, learning how to connect the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open at that time is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for those members who know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, which is today. Our current class was starting at 7:15 to 10:15. Saturday is the bottom part of the Sabbath. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those current smart devices you have. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. Well, after you click enter, just under that big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains what the feast days are in detail with supporting scriptures, when they start and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine right on the search line of your device. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and this will put you right in our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses also for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call, of course, with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m. except for Fridays. This program entirety will be repeated after 10:30 due to start time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you were late logging into or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note, we're making it possible to actually get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international number to order any particular day or number of days. Well, I think one very good note that everybody's already excited about, and we're hearing a lot of rattling in the background and papers flipping and people clapping hands. We're also now, after the normal broadcast, on Pal Talk. We will fully be up and running either Wednesday or Thursday of next week, but also is currently working right now. We will be listed under ethnic groups, African American, Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers, which most of our members are currently familiar with, where the word of Yahuwah is also working. Online, to answer questions, any Bible questions would be, first of all, Elder Brother Josiah and Elder Brother Mr. Tibbs. Uh-oh, that's me. Along with Seer Israel. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back to our Seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah. I'm Seer. Yeah, you know, I will be riding shotgun on everything. I'm always going to be in the background. I'm everybody's greatest cheerleader you can have. You're throwing down some dust bags, Yahuwah. Like Mr. Dill said, going to be a program called Ask the Elders next Thursday after every broadcast. Ask the Elders on Pal Talk. Whatever question you got, you need to know an answer with, you ask the Elders. Camp 2 going to be hosting the broadcast. Elder Josiah Israel, C. Roy, he going to be hosting the broadcast. And Mr. Dill will be right there with him. And they're going to be throwing down, and all the six anointed camps will be. Any question you want, it's now time to get your answer. What you want to know about the Bible? What you want to know? Next Thursday evening, after every broadcast, just call in. There's going to be a number there, and come to the broadcast and ask a question. The elders are going to be able to give you the answer. Ask the elders next Thursday evening. And on that note, we're going to turn over to the lead teacher out of Camp 1. And when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say. Brother Yahuwah Israel. Yahuwah be with you there, feed royal.
Well, bless you, see Israel. See you, royal. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, excellent.
All right, we're in another part of Yahuwah, the top part of Yahuwah's Sabbath day, as we are always relate to the listening audience. This is Yahuwah doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Let's read that right quick, Mother Z. Psalm 118, 23. Read that. So they know that we're not coming off the top of our dome. Psalm 118, verse 23. Mother Z, Israel, see you, Roy.
This is
Yahuwah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is Yahuwah's doing. It didn't have anything to do with this 7 days. Yahuwah blessed. And Yahuwah sanctified. Let's get us some loot. Sister ABC, Reagan. ABC, Princess Israel, I'll see you right. Let's get Luke 12, verse 12 on the table.
Chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We have zero TT right. We believe that. Matter of fact, we roll with that all day and all night, 24/7. We believe that in that very same hour, Yahuwah will teach you what you ought to say. But he got some expectations for us as well. It's not that he's going to carry the whole ball of wax. It's a thing that he requires of his people, right? Let's look at Psalm 111, Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. Look at Psalm 111 right quick. Let's say 5 through 10. Scratch that, Muddy. I'm sorry. Let's write to Deuteronomy. You can get a better answer in the book of Deuteronomy, Mother D. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Let's pick it up at verse number 12. 12 through 16. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 through 16. Mother D. Israel, see you, Roy.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 through 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me read. Verse 12. And now, Israel, what do Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, require of you?
Mm-hmm.
But to fear Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways.
That's right.
And to love him and to serve Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind and with all your soul. Verse 13. To keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and his steps, which I command you this day for your good.
Yeah.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heaven is Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. The earth also with all that therein is.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Amen.
Only Yahuwah has a delight in your father to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your mind, and be no more stiff-necked.
Well, not only righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour, but there's a few things that is required on the behalf of his people, right? He requires a few things on the behalf of his people. Turn to the book of Proverbs, Mother. Be Israel, be right. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Book of Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 9 and 10. Mother, be Israel, be right.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Give instruction to a wise man.
So he says if you give instruction to a wise individual, what would happen?
And he will be yet the wiser.
So he says if you instruct a wise man or woman, they're going to take it in, they're going to get to Acts 17 and 11 on the table, right? They're going to take it in and they're going to search the scriptures daily to see if these things are so.
That's right.
They say if you teach a wise man and woman, what they going to do?
They're going to backbite.
They're backbite.
Man and woman, we get wiser.
They're going to be what?
They're
going to grow.
Grow.
They're going to be getting wiser. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, Bob.
Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning.
Say, if you teach a just man and woman, they will increase.
That's right.
And we know all that point. We know the only way you're going to get the increase, right? So say, let's see how you get your increase in the book of 1 Corinthians, right quick. How do we get the increase? 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 7. Book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3, Sister Adrian Phoebe of C. Ray, verse number 7. Let's look at 6 and 7. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6 and 7. Sister Adrian Phoebe of C. Ray.
1 Corinthians chapter
3,
verse
6
and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
I have planted Apollo's
water. Well, Paul said, I planted. And Apollo's water, right? But what happened?
Yahuwah gave the increase.
Who get the increase?
Yahuwah.
Verse number 7.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
So then neither is he that planted anything.
Mm-hmm.
Neither is that. Neither
is
he that or she that
waters.
But Yahuwah
gave
the increase.
So the increase only comes through Yahuwah, right? Anyone that is able to open up your ear and seal this word in your skull, all right? We can plant and we can water all with all our might, but only Yahuwah is able to give the increase. But let's run back to that Proverbs, Mother. Be Israel, see right. Proverbs 9. Let's pick it up at verse number 10. The Proverbs 9, verse 10.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
The fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the knowledge of the righteous is unstable.
But it says the fear of Yahweh. That is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the righteous, Torah instruction, right, is understanding. Now, the psalmist, Solomon in the book of Proverbs, Mother D of Israel, he gave us good heed what we need to focus in on, Mother D of. Start to the book of Proverbs chapter 4. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. 5 through 7. Look at Proverbs 4, Mother D of Israel, singing royal. Chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2. Verse number 5 through 7. He gave us a good warning what we should focus in on, Mother D of Israel, the seed royal.
Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, 5 through 7. Verse 1. Hear, you children, the instructions of a father,
mm-hmm,
and attend to no understanding.
Hey.
Verse 2. For I gave you good teaching.
He said, I give you good teaching. What?
Yes. Forsake you not my Torah instructions.
You know, a whole lot of the big time pastors out here, they put the Torah instructions on the back burner, right?
Yahweh
say, I'm going to give you good. I'm going to give you some good doctrine, right? He said, forsake you not my first five books of Moses. Verse number 5 through 7, Mother D of Israel.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Wisdom, get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it not.
Go ahead.
Neither decline from the word of my mouth.
Verse 6. Yes, ma'am.
Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you.
Mm-hmm.
Love her, and she shall keep you.
Go ahead.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
That the wisdom of the Most High, that is the principal thing. Go ahead.
Therefore, get wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And with all your getting, get understanding.
So, build actually, eunuch under Candace of Ethiopia, right? Did he read it? He asked, did he understand it? Ain't that right?
Yes.
You understand what you read. He said, with all you get, make sure you got the proper understanding, right? But let's see what is the flip side of this thing, the A, B, P, or C, Roy. What is the flip side? Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. Book of Proverbs, chapter 9, A, B, P, or C, Roy. Let's look at verse number 7 and 8. Proverbs 9, verse 7 and 8. He said, a wise man and woman will get the increase, right? What is the flip side of this thing in the book of Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 7 and 8? David Speedia, senior royal.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
He has a fool, a corner,
they say he or she, right?
Yeah.
That reproves, the correct us, corner. They get into himself shame. And he or she that corrected a wicked man and woman will get themselves a black eye, right? Verse number 8. David C. the C. Royal. Verse
8.
We got you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. My dog outside, but I heard something noise. It sounded like she was just
shirtless. Can we just say, we literally say right around the corner. 2118 West 15th Street. Like, the morning is right there, we say right before the back. I just want to say my dog.
I'm so sorry.
Because I definitely miss this guy. For real.
Right.
What's that word?
and come short of the greatness of Yahweh.
So he said, he put a word in front of, he said, all, right? So that don't exclude anybody, is that right?
Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
24, come on.
Romans chapter 3, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Being justified freely
as grace. So it was on his back that he gave us a second go at this thing, right? Being justified freely by his mercy. Go ahead, read on. Through what?
Through the redemption that is in Yahweh the Son.
So Yahweh the Son is the one who came and paid the price, right? Hold that point. I know we got a whole lot of markers on the table. I'm trying to keep my wits over here. But, Mother G.F. Israel C. Roy. Let's see how he said that Yahweh the Son, we have redemption through Yahweh the Son, right? But through Hebrew. Mother G.F. Israel C. Roy. Chapter 13, verse 20. Book of Hebrew. Through the word Hebrew. That's the 13, verse number 20. So let's see what the price he paid to bring about redemption. Look at Hebrews 13, verse number 20. Of the G.F. Israel, of C. Roy.
Hebrew, saluted for Hebrew, chapter 13, verse
20. Mm-hmm.
And it reads, now Yahweh, of peace, that brought again from the dead our Yahweh Son. That great shepherd of the sheep moved the blood of the everlasting covenant.
So our digit was with a price. That price had some blood attached to it, right?
Right.
But the heaven Israel will see you right. First Peter chapter 1.
Help.
Captain. Urban Israel is being right.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Chapter
Yahweh.
1, verse 18 through 20.
First Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 through 20.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It reads, First Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18.
Yes, sir.
For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold,
mm-hmm.
from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your ancestors,
from your fathers,
from your fathers,
yes, sir,
but with the precious blood of Yahweh the Son, as a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Mm-hmm. Verse 20.
Verse 20 reads,
mm-hmm.
Who surely was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
So he say, this thing was called from the foundation of the world, right?
Right.
He had a set time for him to pull it out, right?
That's right.
Hold that point. Brother Micaiah Israel, let's see right. Back to the book of Philippians right quick. See if I can pull out something there. Make that Galatians. But the Micaiah Israel will see you right. Run to the book of Galatians right quick. Chapter 4. And let's look at verse number 3 through 6. Make that 3 through 7. Galatians 4, 3 through 7. But the Micaiah Israel will see you right.
Book of Galatians, chapter 4, verses 3 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world.
Uh-huh.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahweh the Father sent forth his Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
made of a woman, made under the law.
Six.
Verse 5.
Verse 5.
To redeem them that were under the law.
So to redeem them that was under the Torah instruction, right?
Yeah,
well, he was sent forth to redeem those that were under the Torah instruction. Hold that point. Mother Z Israel C. Roy. Getting all tangled up here, but let's see if I can work my way. That's why I'm going to help me get up out of this bag, Mother Z. Let's write to the book Hebrew, the word Hebrew, chapter 9. But he said to redeem those that was under the Torah instruction. Let's see if we can run that down, at least one or two precepts concerning the matter of mothers be Israel. The book of Hebrews, we're looking for Hebrews, chapter 9, verse number 15.
Verse 14. Listen good. Afterward,
Yahweh the Son signed to him in the temple.
Yes.
And said unto him.
What did he say?
Behold.
What?
Thou art made whole.
You're made whole. Now you made the temple. Now you're made to be made whole.
Yeah. Sin no more.
But sin no more. Why?
That's the worst thing come unto you.
Ain't that something? Look, mess wrong bag away from this thing. What's going to happen, Captain?
A worse thing going to come to you.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Back to Brother Yahweh.
Right, hallelujah.
So don't bag away from this thing right here. Right. The worst thing, your head be going around back if you don't know what's happening. You have that syndrome. What kind of syndrome was that again? Stockholm syndrome. You don't even know if you got it. Come on, Brother Yahweh, Israel. Top five of the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, Mother Zeke. Come on back with that Sirach 21, verse number 1, 2, and 3.
Sirach, chapter 21, verse 1 and 3.
Look it up,
verse 1. My son,
Stockholm
syndrome. Yes, you see. Do so no more.
Great.
But ask pardon for your
Woman, they say you gotta repent, right?
Right.
You gotta learn the art of repentance. Verse number 2.
Verse 2. Verse 2. Flee from sin.
But they say you gotta get up out of there, right?
Right.
I mean, if it's the crowd you're hanging with, you got to put some distance between you and that crowd, right?
Hallelujah.
It's the family you live with.
Yeah.
You might have to put some distance between them, too.
Yeah.
Come on, Mother Z.
You're going to break out while I told her something. You might as well do it now and later.
Flee from sin.
Come on.
As from the face of Suffering.
Of a serpent.
Oh, snake.
So they say you gotta put some room in between you and that serpent, right? Come on.
If you come too near it,
what's going on?
It will bite you.
Hey, look here. If you get too close now.
That's really
easy. Hey, find yourself in the same, you're not going to be in the same condition. Hold that point. Let's see if I can pull this out. Mother Zeke, it's the same big speaker, C. Roy. It's a statement that I'm trying to peep at right quick. Let me see if I can write it down right quick. If I ain't going to spend too much time. Come on back, Mercy. Give me some cover here. Come back with that. Read that one more time, verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Flee from sin as from the face of a serpent.
But he say, flee from sin. You see a wild tiger out there, you ain't gonna just hang around, is you? You're gonna put some distance between you and that wild tiger, ain't you? He said the same thing about the serpent. Come on, mother.
If thou come too near it, it will bite you.
So he said if you get too close to it, it's going to what?
Bite you.
It's going to bite you. Go ahead.
The teeth, therefore, are as the teeth of a lion. Slaying the soul of man.
Slaying the soul of men and women. Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Our iniquity is as a two-edged
boy. Well, you say all sin is like a what? Like a two-edged sword. The wound, come on.
The wound, wherefore, cannot be healed.
He's saying when you grip by it, it cannot be healed. to that First John, Mother D of Israel. First John chapter 3. Let's look at verse 3 and 4, 8 through 10. First John chapter 3, Mother D of Israel. Chapter 3 and 4, verse 3 and 4, 8 through 10.
First John chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, 8 through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Every man or woman that has this hope in them purifies themselves, even as he is pure.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also before instruction.
So we got a clear understanding about what sin is, right?
Yes.
It's when we break the Torah instructions of the Most High. When we go contrary to his covenant, right?
Right.
Come on.
For sin is the transgression of the Torah.
I mean, that's just plain as can be, right? Don't need no rocket science to figure that one out. Verse 8 through 10, when the D.F. Israel of Seed Royal.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
Now, what? Don't need no rocket science to figure that one out, right?
Yeah.
You say, if you break my Torah instructions, you are who?
The devil.
You are the devil. Come on.
For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifest, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Whosoever is born of Yahweh will not commit sin.
Now you say if you're born of the Most High Yahweh, you think twice before you go contrary to him, right?
Yes.
Come on.
For his seed remaineth in him or her.
Now you say his seed remaineth in him or her. Let's see if we can figure out what is this seed that he's talking about here. What is the seed that remains in him or her? Let's go to the book of 1 Peter. Brother Captain Irvin Israel of C. Royce. From to 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's see, what is this seed that remains in him or her? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.
1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 23.
Yes, sir.
It reads, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible.
That they say, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By what?
By the word of Yahweh the Father, which lives in the vast heaven.
So he said, you got to have what seed in you?
The word of Yahweh.
The word of the Most High Yahweh. That is a seed you gotta have in you, right?
Hallelujah.
The book of, and let's see, hold that point, Mother D. Yeah, we're coming back to that First John. But Brother Micaiah Israel is seen right. Let's see how much of this word we gotta have in us. In the book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 34. Let's see how much of this word Brother Micaiah Israel is seen right. St. John chapter 3, verse number 4. Verse number 4.
St. John chapter 3, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be...
Make that 34, my fault, brother.
Yeah,
St. John chapter 3, verse 34.
St. John chapter 3, verse 34. Verse 34. For he whom Yahweh has sent speaketh the words of Yahweh. For Yahweh giveth not the spirit by measures unto him.
They said, Yahweh will not give it to you by measure, right?
Yahweh.
He said, he or she that Yahweh sent, right? They
right.
Speak the word of Yahweh. Yahweh would not give it to them by measure. Let's go to the book of Colossians. Say this, be your seed right. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16. Let's But see how much of this word we gotta have abide in us. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16. A, B, and C,
Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Let the word of Yahweh dwell in you richly.
So you say this word gotta be in you how?
Richly.
This thing gotta be in you richly.
All wisdom.
That's good enough. The word of Yahweh got abide in us richly, right? Let's go back to that first John, mother. Do you have Israel? First John 3, verse 9 and 10.
First John chapter 3, verse 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Whosoever is born of Yahweh, who has not commit sin, or
so we know that this word gotta dwell in us how? Richly. I mean, we gotta be wealthy with the word of Yahweh. Come on, Mother Dia.
And he or she cannot sin because they is born of Yahweh.
And he say he or she cannot sin because they are born of the Most High Yahweh. Come on.
And this the children of Yahweh are manifest,
and
the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness, is not of Yahweh.
They say if you not keeping his Torah instructions, plain and simple, he say you are not of Yahweh, right? But of who?
Neither he or she that loveth not his brother.
So they say that he or she that does not the Torah instruction of Yahweh, they not of Yahweh. Let's go to the book of St. John right quick, Mother Z is real. Let's see if Yahweh the Son will give us a little bit more understanding concerning the matter. The book of St. John chapter 8. Mother Z is real or C right? With the St. John chapter 8, let's read that verse number 41. Let's read down to verse number 44. St. John chapter 8, 41 through 44. This is A.B. Phoebe of C. Roy.
I don't know
where
I'm going. All right. Go ahead.
Come on, Mother Lee, come on. St. John chapter 8, 41 through 44. I'm trying to get untangled this web I'm in over here. St. John chapter 8, 41 through 44. I'm trying to hear myself and hear everybody else. Come on, Doc.
St. John chapter 8, verse 41 through 44.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 41. He do the deeds of your father.
So you do the deeds of your father, come on.
Then said they to him.
What they say?
We be not bone of fornication.
Mm-hmm.
We have one father.
We have one father. Come on.
Even Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 42.
Yahweh the Father. Come on.
Yahweh said unto them, if Yahweh were your father.
Say, if Yahweh were your father, what?
He would love me.
Mm-hmm.
For I proceeded and come from Yahweh the Father. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
Verse 44.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 43, come on. 43,
why do ye not understand
my speech? Mm-hmm. Even because ye cannot hear my words.
Verse 44. Yes, ma'am.
He are your father, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the lust of your father he will do.
And the lust of your father you will do, come on.
He was a murderer from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
abode?
Abode not in the truth.
Because?
Because you.
There?
Because there is no truth in him. What?
When he speaketh a lie, he is a liar and the father of it.
He said when you're not operating in the word of Yahuwah, that means you operate in the word of Satan the devil, right?
Okay.
The book of Matthew. Brother Captain Irvin Israel C. Roy. Find him after you, chapter 13. Now, Yahweh's son got a little explain himself. Let's find him after you, chapter 13. Brother Captain Irvin Israel C. Roy. Matthew 13, let's take a look at verse number 1.
Matthew, chapter 13,
yes,
verse
sir.
1.
Uh-huh.
It reads, same day. When Yahweh's son, out of the temple, was set by the seaside.
Mm-hmm. Continue. Verse number 2.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 2. A great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore.
He down in verse 9. Number 3.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 3 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside.
And we got a clear understanding
what
this seed is.
And he explained
himself. Come on.
In the fowls, yeah, well, I meet y'all on Power Blog Talk Radio. Remember one thing. Go to Power Talk. And we can continue to hear the broadcast. We'll be on a little bit more longer by going to Power Talk. We definitely will be on Power Talk until we tired of teaching. And remember one thing, next Thursday evening, you will have Tell the Elders broadcast live. Tell the Elders next Thursday after every broadcast will be Tell the Elders. The Six Anointed Camps will be on Power Talk. Any questions you got, comments pertaining to anything that you need to know, learn, or need to understand it on, the elders will be on Power Talk next Thursday evening, but you can go to the room now and continue what we're doing right now on the top part of the Sabbath day. And remember, be back on Power Talk again tomorrow at 12 o'clock and back on what we call Blog Talk Radio at 2 p.m. But go to Power Talk and continue the broadcast, top part of Saturday. The Six Anointed Camps, live and well, and we catch you on Power Talk. And Yahweh beat you all strong.
He said they had no root. Come on, verse number 7.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 7.
Yes, sir.
And some fell among thorns.
Mm-hmm.
And the thorns sprung up and choked them. Verse 8.
Yes, sir.
But others fell into good ground, hallelujah, and brought forth fruit, some a hundredfold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold.
So he said some fell into good ground. So how should we define that word? How should we make that plain? How should we precept that? What is this good ground that they got absorbed in? What is this good ground? What is this good ground
that we can read? What is this good ground we can read? What is that good ground that we can read?
But to David, but to Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse number 18. Deuteronomy 12. Verse number 18. Let's see what we get. It's a 13, 18. Let's see if we can work something out here. Deuteronomy 13.
verse number 18. David Peace, David Runyon.